NRCC calls for DCCC to face accountability if committee used stolen military records. By Jacob Bliss on February 21, 2023. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Chairman Representative Richard Hudson, RNC, called for the Democrats' respective committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, to face accountability following a bombshell report from Politico revealing a research firm employed by the DCCC inappropriately obtained the military personnel files of multiple Republicans. This systematic weaponization of Republican candidates' military service against them is beyond disgusting. It is time for the DCCC to stop hiding and face accountability for their actions, Hudson said in a statement, referring to the Politico report indicating the military personnel files of Reps. Don Bacon, Arne, and Zach Nunn, Arya, had been obtained using a stolen Social Security number in at least one instance. The Department of Justice must immediately begin investigations into this matter, and if the DCCC violated the law, they should face prosecution, the NRCC chairman added. Following a report that revealed there was an unauthorized release of Republican candidate Jennifer Ruth Green's military records to Democrat opposition research firm Due Diligence Group LLC, which outed her as a victim of sexual assault in an attack from the Democrat smear machine. Another Politico report showed that other Republican lawmakers have also been alerted that their military records were improperly released during the midterm campaign. Via Politico. Representative Don Bacon, Republican Nebraska, was informed of the unauthorized release in a letter from the Air Force obtained by Politico. Representative Zach Nunn, Republican Iowa, said in a statement that he was told by the Air Force that his own records were also disclosed without his approval. Bacon said Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall first told him that an internal probe revealed 11 people's records were disclosed and that the Air Force would send the results of its inquiry to the Justice Department, while offering no further information on whether a formal DOJ investigation would result. The GOP lawmaker called for a probe of the role played by a Democratic-linked firm that the Air Force told him inappropriately requested his personnel records. The DOJ declined to comment. Air Force spokesperson Ann Stefanek said virtually all of the 11 unapproved releases were made to the same third party who represented himself as a background investigator seeking service records for employment purposes. Politico noted that the DCCC did not return a request for comment on whether it received and used materials provided by Due Diligence Group during the 2022 midterms. The report also added that Federal Election Commission, FEC, records showed that DCCC paid the opposition research firm over $110,000 between January 2021 and December 2022. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.